Once again, here on Robin Hood Radio, it is time for Sporting a Cause with Willie Hallahan. Willie has the website Sporting a Cause. He posts blogs up on that. And also, a major component is a great chronological calendar of coming events of fundraisers that all have some sort of tie with sports. And, of course, we check with Willie each week, and we find out what's going on in our area. And we start a brand new month this week, Willie. We're into March, and son of a gun, there's still things lined up to do over the next couple of weeks.
Yes, there are, Marshall, and the weather craziness continues. Just going back to the last week of February, two things I experienced I've never done before in my life, in 69 years, in February. One is I played a round of golf, never played in February before. And the other thing is, last Tuesday, I'm driving home about 7:30 at night. If you remember, it was raining out, and frogs were jumping across the road. February 25th. Yeah. I'm sensitive to that one night each spring when all of the amphibians come out. You know, they come out of their vernal pools and they travel, and the peepers and everything came out. I traveled over to a place where I always hear peepers, and they were not out yet. So apparently they're just a handful of confused frogs. But they were out there. I mean, February 25th was just crazy. And look at it today. Now we got snow back on the ground.
I know. Pretty
amazing. Absolutely crazy. Anyway, on to sports-related fundraisers. Yesterday I went to an event. It wasn't a fundraiser, but it was more important than that, and I'll explain why. Over at the Falls Village Inn, the Alzheimer's Association hosted a volunteer drive. They call it Leap into Action. They had 25 new people come and sign up to be volunteers, which is huge for any organization. And I've always had this notion, as I've been involved with nonprofits for a while, that you know, for a charity, first your biggest focus, of course, is raising funds for your programs, and next comes volunteers. Well, Tina Hogan, who is the driving force here in the local Alzheimer's Association chapter, said volunteers are far more important than money. She said she couldn't do anything without volunteers. All the things that they do, if they hold an event like their walk-a-thon in October, it takes 50 to 100 volunteers. They have other volunteers who are working ahead of time, and quite frankly, you couldn't raise the money without volunteers. So that was an eye-opener for me. You know, at least maybe in the larger nonprofits like the Alzheimer's Association, the volunteers are the number one important element to the success of the program. But anyway, theirs was hugely successful. They're very pleased getting 25 volunteers, and they use every one of them. The Alzheimer's Association, of course, shows up on my Sporting a Cause calendars because they host the longest day on June 21st, the actual longest day. It's one of those events where people just do whatever they want. There's no place to go. It's almost like a virtual event. You do what you want. You can either get your buddies together and play around the golf, or you can have your own little race, or even hold a barbecue, or you just fundraise individually and send the proceeds to the association. And also, the Walk to End Alzheimer's, which happens every fall. It's always been at the White Memorial Foundation in Litchfield, and this year, for the first time, it's going to be held at Lime Rock Park. It's a big deal locally, and the Alzheimer's Association is been designated as Lime Rock Park's signature cause this year. It's been Parkinson's in the past and hunger before that, but this year it's Alzheimer's. The walk, October 4th, will be at Lime Rock Park. Moving on to today, the first of six ham shoots. We're back in ham shoot mode now. 6 weeks before Easter, the Northwest Connecticut Rod and Gun Club over in Canaan hosts a series of ham shoots every Sunday. Today is the first. There's registration starting pretty much now as we speak, but the actual shooting begins at 11. You're not shooting at hams. You're shooting at a target with the shotguns that you bring. They have their own house shotgun if you don't have your own. And it's very inexpensive. They have 10 rounds. It costs you $3 per round to participate, and that includes the ammo. They give you the shell. So their cash awards. There's hams and turkeys to be won. So and it's just a lot of fun. But if it's too late to get into it today and you're interested, there are five more after today. Now, next week, on Saturday, that's March 7th, the Berkshire South Regional Community Center, that's up in Great Barrington. I visited it a couple weeks ago. It's a massive facility, a sports facility for people in Berkshire County. They're hosting a swimathon in their pool. And like any like walkathons, the model is that you raise funds ahead of time. You solicit pledges. Maybe someone gives you a 10 cents or a quarter or a dollar for every lap that you can swim over a 2-hour period, and then you bring those donations to the either bring the donations to the event or you collect them afterwards. They're looking for a $20 minimum donation, and the funds that they raise there, they're going to use for their programs. They need adaptive equipment for some of the sports programs they have for people with physical challenges. So it's a very good cause. Now, also on Saturday, the 7th, there's a ski-a-thon. We've got a swim-a-thon and a ski-a-thon on the same day. This is a Make-A-Wish ski-a-thon over at Mohawk Mountain Ski Area over in Cornwall. They're asking for a minimum of a $10 donation. You have to buy your own lift ticket, but if you have at least $25 worth of pledges with you, you get a discount on your lift ticket, so there's an incentive there. And you see how many turns you can do on skis in a 2-hour period, and a part of the proceeds goes to the Make-A-Wish Foundation. Very worthy cause. Now, the following day, the 8th, Sunday, also over at the Mohawk Ski Area, is International Women's Day. Now, this is a little different than a ski-a-thon. You just buy your ticket and ski, enjoy a day of skiing, but you get a lot of freebies, too. You get a massage, a free yoga class, flowers, chocolates, and everything. And part of the profits from that go to the Women's Support Services, which is, as we know, another very worthy local cause. And then also on the same day, a lot going on at Mohawk Mountain next week between Saturday and Sunday, but next Sunday, the 8th, at the same time that the International Women's Day is going on, there's a firefighters race. And I'm definitely going to be there taking pictures. I think the photo opportunities are going to be outrageous. This is a competition among firefighting teams. They pay $285 per team. That's where the fundraising element comes in. And they compete against other firefighters around the area. And they have to compete. They're on skis. They're doing ski-related things. But they're doing it in full turnout gear. It's going to be something to watch. And it's free to watch. And a portion of the proceeds from that go to the Connecticut Burn Center at the Bridgeport Hospital, another worthy cause. And then also next Sunday is the second ham shoot, which I just explained. So, interesting week, Marshall. We got a ski-a-thon, a swim-a-thon, and a ham shoot on both ends.
For this time of year, actually, things start to hook up. But I really like what Mohawk Mountain does every winter at this time when they bring in the firefighters and all these other fundraising events.
Yeah.
Even though there hasn't been any snow, I rode down to New York yesterday and I went past Mohawk. Last week I went past Catamount and I went past Butternut. Every one of these areas have every one of their slopes open.
Yeah.
They've really done amazing things with their snowmaking equipment. So, and there are people on the slopes. So
yeah.
Even though it's been a snowless winter, the ski areas have invested heavily in their snowmaking equipment, and they've been able to operate really because we've had cold nights, even if we haven't had a lot of snow. So yeah.
And Mohawk came early to the snowmaking. I imagine they all did. We had cold weather early on. I think they may have opened Thanksgiving. I can't remember, but if not Thanksgiving, very close to it. You think of Mohawk as being, you know, more southernly located than many others, and that they might have challenges. But no, they had snow early, and then they added a tubing park this year. So hopefully that was all successful. I'm sure it was. They do things right there, and they're a great friend of SWASA. And next year will be another year where we hold the junior nationals, ski jumping wise, and there's a cross-country skiing element to that. That's called the Nordic Combined. And Mohawk Mountain hosts the cross country half of that, and they're very good to us, and they're great partners.
It's we live in a great area, and it's hard to believe that next year is going to bring that.
Yeah, this will be the third. We have it every 5 years, it's always held about a week and a half after Jump Fest. So Jump Fest's over, and unlike other years where we just go back to what we were doing, we just have to start gearing up for another massive event. And this will be the third one. I can't believe it. We started in 2010 and we hosted it for the first time, and here we are again.
Well, let's just hope that next winter you guys won't have to do so much running around.
Oh, good Lord, let us pray.
Two out of 3 weekends.
Really?
All right, Willie, we'll check with you next week.
All right, Marshall, thank you so much.
Take care. Willie Hallahan, Sporting a Cause here on Robin Hood Radio.